Okay.
That pan takes me through a frame 53.
Okay, 53.
Tony, I'll document this one while John's coming over with the scoop in place as a Nomon.
Okay, fine. Boy, this TV sure makes this fun.
And you really make good time around here.
Yeah.
You get that biggie, Charlie?
That one right there is what I'm gonna get. Think it'll go in the bag?
No.
Try it. This is a great way to do it, leaning on the shelf. It might go in a bag, John.
Bag, Charlie.
Huh?
I'm not even trying.
Don't wanna try it? Okay, this angle of rock is too big for a bag, and it's got some glass on it. And I think it's a breccia also, Tony. It's going in John's SRC.
Okay, and it's time to go back and pack up.
Okay. I see what you mean, babe.
Yeah, you can't get the top off.
Get the top off? Now just pull it off with your thing. Okay, figured I was going to do that.
Can't believe that terrain, Houston.
Here you go, John. Why don't you carry it back?
You're right, that's pretty spectacular.
I just lay it at my feet.
Here we come.
Okay, we see ya.
Oh, here
goes. Oh, we're ready.
There's my hammer, Charlie.
Boy, how'd that come out?
Don't know.
I'll get it, John. I can do it with a shovel, easy. Glad you saw that. Hey, you got everything?
Yep.
Give me some, I can carry some. Hey, it's in there. It's not in your pocket, man. There it goes. Time flies. Man, I can't wait to get back to Buster, Tony.
Right.
It's really some crater.
As you come around there, there's a rock in the near field on this rim that has some white on the top of it. We'd like you to pick it up as a grab sample.
This one right here?
That's it.
This one right here?
That's it. You got it right there.
Okay, that's a
football-sized rock.
It's a great Scott size.
Sure you want to rock that big, Houston?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get it.
That's a 20 pounds of rock right there.
Okay. That's a big class in it, John. It sure is.
Charlie Duke scooping that rock up using a technique developed by Dave Scott on Apollo 15.
In the Plum Crater, getting this rock, Wahlberger has had it.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Okay, I got it. That's 20 pounds of rock.
Don't put it here, Charlie. Look at the size of that.
I know it. Oh, Tony, it's got some beautiful crystals in it, though. That was a good guess.
Good show.
Okay, put it in there, John.
Put it in where?
In your SCB.
I don't think it'll fit. Yeah, I don't think it'll fit.
More bags here?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your good one. Okay, Tony, I'm gonna put that little glass ball that I haven't sacked that yet. Look at that, John.
Yeah, it is a good piece of glass.
Solid glass.
Black glass.
Going in the bag, four.
Okay, and we'll need an EMU check for your drive off.
Stand by.
EM running at 48%, 3.87. I'm on halfway between intermediate and minimum, and I didn't have any flags. I think I did something with this bag before we leave, Charlie.
Put it under your seat. Under my seat. Okay, Tony, I'm clear on the flags. My frame count is 65. I've got
What you got, Charlie?
It looks like I'm at about 35%, and I'm between intermediate and min, and I'm at 385.
Okay.
Okay, make sure you're in min, I guess, before we get in and start driving.
Going to min, that's a good point. Thanks.
Okay.
Seats. Single bound.
Boat switch is going to one, Houston. I want to position your TV horizontal and CCW, which it almost is. It is. It saved me a lot of work there.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 24 minutes. We're allowing about 10 minutes for the drive back to Spook Crater. And they'll spend about 19 minutes at Spook Crater collecting samples.
Let me get it for you.
I got it. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Ah, boy, this is a nice belt.
Okay, we're in mode switch one, the TV is all stowed. Can you see my pin over there, Charlie?
Can I see what?
Can you see whether I'm about to pull up my pin or not? Pull up your tent. Pull out my pin.
Oh, I can't see. No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, we're going to follow our footsteps back. Okay?
Good idea. Tony, did you read?
Yeah, we sure did.
Well,
okay, we're looking at
we're underway.
And we're looking at a few changes there, Spook. We're going to cut that station down to about 19 minutes. And if you get there in time, we'll have John go ahead down his nominal through the LPM, and then we'll end at the LPM sight measurement. And Charlie, you can do your 500 millimeter near the edge of Spook and do a pan near the rim of Spook and run over and do a couple of samples of Buster if you have time left, and that'll be our station two.
Okay, Wada, cut back.
That's correct, and also the Fem and Allison. Okay, it's your water consumption there, Charlie.
All right. Okay.
That's all right. It's you're getting some really good geology there. Don't feel bad.
Okay, we're making good time going back, and it's easier looking going up, son. You can see the craters a lot better. The regolith, the characteristics of the regolith are the same.
Are you using the 16, Charlie?
No.
Well, it ain't easier for me. I wouldn't follow these tracks, it'd be bad. Up, son, or down, son, it's bad for driving.
Alright, we figured it probably would be.
Well, you're making great time, John. We're doing 11 clicks.
Outstanding.
Super.
The Grand Prix driver's at it again.
Barney Oldfield.
I could follow a road.
Back to the on-off switch mode. John, did you adjust that TV lens?
I adjusted it somewhere.
Okay, fine.
I don't remember if it's that station or not.
Okay, I guess we'll need to adjust it again at this next stop.
Alrighty.
Okay, Tony, as I look up sun here, going back through you can see these lineations. Mostly furrows, I'd call them, with random orientation, and they're definitely the sun casting shadows in the unconsolidated regolith.
Right.
You can't believe how up and down this is, Tony.
How about when you drive across rays? Do you notice any difference in the rover tracks?
Notice an increase in blob population, but the tracks you can't see, they're behind you.
Okay, I thought maybe you could see them behind the front wheel there.
It's a cloud of dust, Tony.
Okay, we copy.
Called Buster. Okay, we got to go up north if you're going. Okay, Tony, we're in a real blocky boulder field here. It's probably from the thrown out from Spook. What we originally called Spook was not Spook. I think this blocky one is Spook, and we're coming up from the south side of it.
Yeah, I think, Houston, that I was further past, my guess that I was further past double spot.
But we've got 8/10 of a mile, John, and Spook's supposed to be a mile. That's got to be it right down there.
Buster?
No, that's Spook.
Okay, Spook should look about the same size as Flag.
Does it look the same size?
No, this is the biggest crater right over here to the right.
Okay, well, this is Buster.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's a blocky crater.
Let's stop the rover halfway between them?
Yeah.
No, near the edge of the
Buster is a lot bigger than, yeah, okay, it's about 50 meters or so. We're bearing 089er for point A.
Okay.
We're supposed to park 180 about halfway, John.
Go.
We're in a big hole back over here. Could you?
Right, a little bit near the edge of Spook so we can see into Spook.
Hey. But you really want to see into his butt.
Okay.
Buster is about the same size as, it's what we call Spook here. In fact, it's a more impressive crater.
Okay, whatever turns you on there.
John, that thing. That's got to be. Tony, is there a big crater to the south of
Spook?
Spook?
Cove is.
It'd be quite a ways. Red Rose is, looks like about 8 tenths of a kilometer.
Okay, well, let's park here, John. This is great sampling. We got plenty of boulders and everything.
All right, let's do it right here. We concur.
But Buster is a lot bigger than Plum is. It's the one we call Plum.
Right, it should be.
It sure is.
Okay. Well, we got the right place in it, it should be. Okay, we're stopped and we're 180, 072, 072, 100, 100, all scale low, all scale low. Okay, we copy. One
up on Spook Crater. I can't believe it, Charlie.
What? You did it again?
My hammer just got hung up in the instrument panel.
Well, I know it. I saw that. It was on those stanchions there. I'm sorry. I should have said something to you.
Okay, well, I won't need it. Do you need it?
No.
Put it in the seat. Want to put this thing back in one more time?
You're kidding.
No.
Okay, I'll put it in. Come on over. You start the LPM and I'll be over in just a minute. Okay,
okay, well, I get the antenna up.
Okay.
Okay, Charlie, are you on a ray there? I know the block's angular.
The block's angular, but they're definitely coming out of Buster.
Okay, very good.
Very quickly. In fact, they don't even come to flag.
Okay. Hey, we got a TV picture.
Buster's a really impressive crater.
John? All around.
Where is it, Charlie?
Right, just to the left. Right under the sun, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, by golly, we did park it in the right place.
I think we did.
Good place.
I think we did.
Somebody's working the TV and they ain't even locked up yet.
Okay, John, we'll need to press on with that LPM or we won't get it done.
How's your point from it? Okay, since you don't just do LPM, John, and I'm going to do the 500, I won't put your bag back on, okay?
Okay.
Take that time. Okay, Tony, under here, again, right under the regolith, the first centimeter or so, we have the white albedo material.
I understand. Hey, that does a good job on the lens there.
Your eye looks clear to me there, Houston.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
And the Earth is, you should be locked up, yeah? The Earth is, boresighted in a boresight machine.
That's gonna be cross sun, so I'm gonna do it at F8.
Well, that's a deep move,
you
there,
ready,
isn't it? We're topping you fine.
Sound like you're reading. Reed, wag your TV.
Hello, Charlie. Fix this thing for me.
Let me take these pictures.
Oh, Charlie.
Huh?
I gotta do this LPM.
Okay, you don't wanna go ahead and get started with that?
I wanna do it, but
Okay.
Houston, do you read, over?
We're copying 5x, how are
you? Did you knock your mode switch off? Did I knock mine off?
We're both in AR.
John and Charlie, this is Houston, you copy?
Yeah, loud and clear. Where you been?
Well, you've been here all the time. I don't know. Got great TV. Really fine.
Yeah, there it is.
What am I hung up on now, Charlie?
Okay, you got it on that, whatchamacallit that...
Hangs out there?
Hangs out there, yeah.
Okay.